This unemployed former factory worker says he is sick and tired of everything, especially elections. Maybe I'll vote, the man says, while standing near a central Baku polling station, but most likely not, he adds, saying that he doubts anything will change. The man says years ago he voted for the late Haidar Aliyev, the former strongman, who remains popular among many in Azerbaijan, but not among all. I thought he would do something, the man said, so I voted for him, and I have become unemployed as a result. Amira, who did cast a ballot in downtown Baku, was not much more optimistic about the process. She told VOA she would like to believe that recent electoral changes agreed to by President Ilham Aliyev, the late Haidar Aliyev's son, who was elected on his father's death in 2003, would ensure a free and fair vote, but she says she just is not certain. Amira says she hopes new people will come to power who will set about changing what she called Soviet-style governing processes and procedures that she says tarnish people's vote. Casting his ballot, incumbent President Ilham Aliyev sought to allay concerns about the democratic credibility of the election, both in Azerbaijan and abroad. Mr. Aliyev, whose new Azerbaijan party controls the current majority in parliament, said he was satisfied the elections were being carried out, quote, normally, and would reflect the will of the Azeri people. In comment broadcast on Azeri television, President Aliyev says he is confident that after the elections, Azerbaijan will continue its economic development and deepen democratic reforms. By early evening, Central Election Commission officials reported a brisk turnout, with voters choosing from among 1,500 candidates for 125 seats in parliament. No major violations were immediately reported, but many independent observers expressed concern about the possibility for trouble after the polls closed. In the run-up to the vote, opposition parties complained of harassment, saying their campaign managers were arrested in the final days of the campaign. Analysts believe the viability of the election hinges upon the quality of monitoring during voting hours, as well as during the all-important vote count overnight. First results could come as soon as Monday, but attention is also expected to be heavily focused Monday on the election assessment expected to be given by independent Western observers. Azerbaijan's political opposition has warned that if the integrity of the poll is not protected, it will stage peaceful protests like those seen recently in Georgia and Ukraine. President Aliyev, whose police and security forces have already used force against opposition protesters, has said mass unrest will not be tolerated. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Baku, Azerbaijan.